What's good, everybody? We back with another episode. We just be talking. It's your host, Gold. How's everyone doing today? I hope everyone's doing well. I know I missed last week. honestly, I just forgot to record. And by the time I looked up, it was Friday. And I was like, you know what? I'll just wait till next week. Because there was things to talk about. Of course, you know, guys know we started the NFL season, so sports are back. Basketball is, well, NBA season is right around the corner as well. That's like another month or some change away. excited for that. So yeah, we got a lot of good things going on. The WNBA is in this postseason right now. Today they just finished up game twos for two series. So they'll be going both. Teams won. Both teams have lost game one, won game two. So there'll be two game threes. Because the WNBA, I want them to just do better. I do. I want them to do better. Because between marketing, the drama, the hidden beasts, all this kind of stuff, the back, all that kind of stuff just is crazy with it. It needs to get cleaned up. It does. As far as that goes, like the promotion of it and everything. And the referees suck. It's pretty gotten pretty bad. I've watched the WNBA for years. And I don't ever recall it being as bad as it is currently, as far as like a product. Not saying like they have bad players. They have the greatest players they've ever had, at the time being. 'Cause we got Asia, you got Breonna Stewart. Got well, Breanna Stewart. You got Nafisa Collier. You have, of course, you have Caitlin Clark. You have your Angel Reese. You have your Paige Bueckers. You got a lot of big names that people know. That people know now that people like actually say. So you got Sabrina Ionescu. You got a lot of names that people hear and they're like, oh, I know that person. Like, you know, it's the names and the stars are there. It's just how they promote and market is just ass. Like, it sucks. Like, it sucks. The commissioner is ass. Like, it's just a lot of things with the marketing of the product is just bad. And also the refereeing is just horrible. The refs are so inconsistent and just miss so many calls or incorrect calls. It's always a mess. It's always something. It's always something. Of course, you had your Angel Reese drama happen. It was the end of the regular season with her basically quitting on the team. Which, to be real, Angel Reese being caught on that team, she ain't being caught on the sky. I don't care how they try to market it, how they try to shape it up. End of that, she quit. Like, she quit on the team. She did. Once she realized the season wasn't going how it was going, missed games. The minute they was like, the minute that first All-Star voting poll came in, she was like, I think 13th or like she was low. She was lower than she was lower than I expected because it's Angel Reese. I expected for her to just be for fan voting, not league wide. You know, I would be shocked if the league doesn't rank her high either because the players love her. As far as like fan voting, I was shocked to see that she was that low on fan voting. It was really surprising to me. Once it happened, she got in games, started hooping, started putting up numbers. Got the All-Star night. After All-Star break, she was out again. She played a little bit, and then she was out again when she realized, like, ain't no hope. We're not making the playoffs. We're not doing anything. And that was it. And then you had a big article came out because they had, like, a thing about her, but she had a back injury. They had no details about it, but they said she had a back injury. And I'm a person that, like, if an athlete is listed as hurt or they say they're hurt, then I believe them. I'm not gonna be a person to be like, oh, they're just lying, because it's like I don't believe in that. However, based on how things played out, I did have a question like, was she really hurt, or is she really hurt, or was she just like quit on the team? And the more it played out, and then when that big article dropped on how she was dissing the team, basically saying like they trash, we need better players, the coach needs to coach us harder, we need changes, or basically saying like y'all need to give me better players to play around. The only people on this team that are staying are literally me and Camilla Cardoso. Everybody else trash. Get rid of them. Get us some good players around, great players. I'm gonna try to stay it out, but if y'all don't get good players, then I'm out. And people have been going, And when that happened, people were like saying the most. It was so crazy because I've never seen someone get defended to this degree for bashing their teammates publicly. I've never seen anybody try to flip it. Like the way I saw people trying to spin it, saying, well, she wasn't wrong. She wasn't wrong. She should have, like, she was being honest. She should have said that. Like, she's not wrong. They do so. I'm like, okay, two things to be true. Does the team, the Chicago Sky, do they suck? Yes. It wasn't a good, like, they had injuries early into the season. The pieces just didn't mesh. The guard play wasn't there. They added Ariel Atkins, which Ariel Atkins is not a scrub by any means. He's a champion. She's an all-star. All these things. It just wasn't working out. It just wasn't working out. Like the pieces just didn't match. And that happens sometimes. Like you could try to put teams together, but they just don't match well. Also, the Chicago Sky, they're notoriously known for being a very poorly ran franchise. Their only saving grace was literally when Candace Parker decided to go to a hometown team, and they pulled together and won the chip. That was like the big moment then, and that was it. Other than that, all stars from there have basically like left. Like, just give me y'all a little history about it. excuse me. And like the thing is, it's nothing wrong with, like, not saying that what Andrew Reese said was wrong as far as like being factually correct. Like, do the team need better players? Yes. Can you question coaching because it was a first year coach? So could he be learning everything? He's learning how to be a head coach. It's not the same as being an assistant. He's adapting, trying to learn how to coach as a head coach and be over everything. Yes, that's an adjustment. It's a lot of changes, a lot of things going on. But one thing you never do, especially in any kind of team-oriented anything, you never bash out, you never call out, or you never bash your peers or your teammates. You never do that. If anything, you keep that private. Like, if it's a private thing, that's different. Like, one thing people always try to say, like, when leadership is praise in public and critique in private. That's like one thing. It's something along those lines people say all the time. And I feel as though, like, saying that in an article that was getting published, it was just wrong. It was just wrong. Like, to say your teammates suck, basically. To say one teammate in particular, by name, and they say names too, is another thing that's wild. Say that, and come by and you like, okay, this person, they're not going to be that good. This person's old. They might need to get somebody younger to replace them. Like, that's kind of wild to just go out and say about people that you're currently playing with. That's just crazy. And I feel like people nowadays have lost, like, I don't know what's the words to use to describe it. It's like people just feel like they can just do or say things no consequence, or like if they say something and it's considered true or it has some ground to stand on or it's facts, then they like, well, it's the truth, so what's the problem? It's like, it's not like people say sometimes, it's not what you say, it's how you say, and also it's when you say. Because for one, could have just said like, the team needs some, we need some upgrades. We need to try to figure out the roster a little more. We was a little hurt by injuries, or whatever, or even privately going to the front office and talking to them and saying like, look, this is what I want out of y'all. And if not, then I'm either looking ahead as well, requesting a trade. In her case, she's a rookie, second year. Like, they don't have to trade you. They probably will now. I wouldn't be surprised they did it. I doubt they do, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. But you're a second year rookie calling shots like you were a seven, eight-year-old vet. Yes, the Jimmy Butler saga went on. And people didn't say Jimmy Butler's, he's right. They was calling him out. Like, I'm a Miami Heat fan. People calling Jimmy Butler out saying they paid, now they have people defending him, but I did see critiques as well. I saw people critiquing saying, like, you know, hey, because you always have people that's going to be on one side of the fence or one side and on the other. It's going to always be that case. People saying, like, Jimmy Butler quit on the team. That's why all that happened. I'm like, yes, he quit on the team. He did quit on us, like he did. But yes, they had a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Cool, but as the instance, he still quit. And same thing like a few years ago, LeBron, he had a post-game interview, and he came out and said, they were like, well, what's the problem with y'all with the loser streak? I think this was 2018 was when this occurred. This was 2018, LeBron. And he was saying, like, well, top heavy as bleep, basically. Said that. So that was a thing as well. Like it's been athletes doing that. James Harden literally ate himself out of Houston. I want to say it was Houston. Literally, like, he either gained a bunch of weight, he put on a fat suit, got his way out, and then he magically got back in shape and was fine and hooped like his normal self. Like, people do it all the time, but these players have done this kind of stuff when they have been, like, further in their careers, they got some skin in the game, you know? Like, it hasn't been, like, a first-year thing or a second-year thing. Like, this is, like, five, six, seven years plus in the game they've been around the league before they start doing stuff like that. So, I just think it's kind of crazy. And also, just think doing it publicly. Like, doing it privately is one thing, but publicly is just crazy. Like, you should not bash your teammates publicly. I'm sorry. That's not leadership to me. People try to say that's being a leader. Now, like, no, it's not. Like, being a strong and good leader is not pointing fingers at everyone else and saying they're the problems and now also taking accountability for what you got going on. And then on top of that, also working it out amongst the team, but don't bring it out into the public eye like that. Like, that's not being a leader. That's being a narcissist in a way. Like, being, like, controlling, like, saying, like, oh, I'm not the problem, they're the problem. Like, you know, like, that's crazy. But that wasn't supposed to be what this podcast was supposed to start off with, but it's just something I was thinking about. It's just, like, crazy that people been defending that. And I say, because some people go too far. Of, like, people been saying, like, oh, Andrew Reed's trash and this and that. I'm like, bro, like, y'all doing too much. Like, she not trash. I do think that people put too much expectations on her abilities because she did get better this year. Yes, she got better this year, in my opinion. But I feel like people put too much stock in, like, her ceiling, as far as, like, who she can be, as far as, like, her potential. I feel like they put, like, a high ceiling that I'm pretty sure is, because, of course, not everybody reaches their full potential. This is what it is. But I think the way people map out and envision her potential is not how it's going to play out, per se. Like, I just don't. Like, I think Angel Reese is be best off as not a primary option, not the primary option. I feel like she's better as, like, a third option on the team, to be honest. I feel like she should focus on defense and rebounding because that's her strong suit. The offense, putbacks, whatever, is cool, but that's not really that big of a deal for her games, man. I feel like her main focus is her defense because she plays hella good defense. She does. When she's engaged. Now, this season, she played great defense, but we all know the team wasn't going nowhere, so that's when the backs start acting up. But she's a very good defender. I'm not going to say great yet. She's a very good defender. She gives, following her fellow bigs, some trouble. She's giving trouble. Like, she's played very well against, like, the likes of Asia, Alyssa Thomas. She's played well against those bigs. And yeah, I feel like she's a good rebounder. Well, I ain't gonna say good, a fantastic rebounder, good defender, and I feel like that's a stronger suit. I feel like she's leaning to that. Like, I feel like she don't have to be like that 25-10 type of player. Like, I feel like her strong suit is that defense and let the offense just happen. Like, if she get the layups and putbacks and all that kind of stuff, then so be it. But running the offense through injuries, I don't think that's the answer. I don't. But I'm not gonna keep talking about that. That'll be like a whole nother episode, a whole nother topic. We had NFL season start off. We had NFL season start off. And with the NFL season starting off, we had a great first week. I didn't get to drop the episode with my predictions for for the season. I just forgot to do it. That's completely being honest. I really just forgot to do it. But it's been a pretty decent start to the NFL season. I would say it's been pretty decent. I've enjoyed that we've had a lot of heavyweight matchups like early on. But I'm also sad because like I like to see those later on in the week when they mean more. They mean a lot regardless, but like it's something different when it's like, okay, it's week 14 and we got the Chiefs and the Bills going at it, or it's week 8 and we got the Ravens and the Bills playing, or the Ravens and the Chiefs playing each other. You know, it's big when it's games like that. It's late in the season because like, okay, this is for like a good playoff position game, potential tiebreakers. You know, it means something. So week one we had a fantastic, well, the opening night game was pretty trash. It was boring. Didn't really care for it. Had a rain delay, dragged. It wasn't nothing too crazy. Then we had the Friday game, the Chiefs and the Chargers, which I was not surprised by the outcome because I don't think that Kansas City is that team anymore. I just don't. I don't believe in them to be like that juggernaut that they've been over the past couple of years. You saw it last year, but it's funny because the way this season started out for them 0-2, last season probably should have started off the exact same way. They just got the luckiest and craziest breaks to open up the season. All the way up until like, what, week 10, I think it was. They had like the craziest streak of breaks that they was having. Like they was just extremely lucky. It was insane. Then we had a couple more games. We had a full slate, of course. We had some decent games. Well, I ain't gonna lie, the games in the daytime was pretty mid. I didn't really find many entertaining. The Steelers and the Jets game was pretty interesting. That was pretty much the only game I really found interesting. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't really care for a lot of the games that occurred. But the Sunday night game between the Baltimore Ravens and Buffalo Bills was fantastic. It had a crazy fourth quarter finish. Bills were down like 16 with 4 minutes left. They end up coming back. They forced a Derrick Henry fumble, scored a touchdown, then end up getting the ball back, kicked the field goal to win the game, and it was insane. It was insane. Then the Vikings and Bears game, it was interesting, but you know, it's neither one of those teams are doing much this year, I don't believe. I believe that neither one is doing much. Then we had this past week, we had the Giants and the Cowboys on Sunday had a shootout for the ages. They dropped like 40 points in the fourth quarter. It was crazy. It was just trading blows. And then the Russell Wilson threw a crazy interception that made no sense to throw. It was a horrible throw. And the Cowboys end up winning 40-37 in overtime. Then we had a couple games going. We had like the Saints and, well, a couple decent games. We had the Saints and the 49ers, which was a pretty decent game. The Saints almost pulled out a victory, but they fell short yet again. My Patriots, after we should have beat the Raiders last week, but yeah. We came back and beat the Dolphins today. The Dolphins look absolutely horrible. They look decent again. It was decent just because we're a trash team. So when two trash teams play, it's probably going to be an interesting game. Look at the Giants and the Cowboys. Like when two teams that suck play each other, it's always going to be entertaining to a degree. So that's that with those. The games, they were whatever. The Steelers got fucking demolished by the Seahawks, 31-17, which was crazy. The Ravens took out their anger from dropping their opening week games against the Browns and dropped 41 on them, beat them 41-17. We had the Indianapolis Colts led by Daniel Jones. I can't take myself serious saying that. Daniel Jones has been playing lights out. He's having a fantastic start to the season. It's looking more and more like the Giants was the problem, not Daniel Jones, because he's having a fantastic season. He threw for like almost 320 yards. Jonathan Taylor had a big game, like almost 180 on the ground. It was pretty crazy. It was pretty crazy. The Panthers and the Cardinals, battle of ass. Bryce Young came on late, whatever. Neither one of those teams matter. Then we had the Super Bowl rematch between the Eagles and the Chiefs. And Chiefs lost 22-17. The Chiefs fall to the Eagles. And yeah, the Chiefs just going to be that year. It's going to be that year for them. I'll get to that in a moment. Then we had the Vikings and the Falcons for Sunday night. Snooze fest game. Pretty trash. Atlanta scored late and pulled away. Final score 22-6. But it was pretty trash. And then Monday we had the doubleheader, which I hate the Monday night doubleheaders because it's so crazy to have those because the games don't end till like midnight. Like nobody's staying up to midnight to watch the Chargers and the Raiders. Like no. The first game, the Bucks and the Texans was really good. Baker Mayfield led a game winning drive in the closing moments. To pull ahead of the Texans 20-19. Bucks are 2-0 again for the second year in a row, I believe. I think they started off like 3-0 last year. So yeah. Had a lot of things happen. This week, the big games for this week, I would say it's not really any like huge matchups this week that I'm excited for, to be honest. They all pretty much are like kind of blah. Got the Dolphins and the Bills. Bills gonna dog walk the Dolphins on Thursday. That's gonna happen. We know that's coming. Green Bay and the Browns. Packers are probably gonna smoke the Browns because the Packers look like the best team in the NFL right now. Colts and Titans. Cam Ward is gonna be all right. Cam Ward gonna be all right, but the Titans ain't got this right now. They gotta still get some more pieces. They need another like year or two. They ain't got this yet. We would have had a great matchup with the Bengals and the Vikings, but both quarterbacks are hurt because Joe Burrow messed up his toe. He has a grade 3 toe turf injury. He has to have surgery. He's out for 3 months, so that's his whole season basically because he won't be back until November. So that's basically the whole season. So, yeah. Well, he probably went back to December, to be honest. It is what it is. And if they are out the playoffs and off the race, then he just won't play this year at all for the rest of this year. I doubt we see him. Which sucks because this was going to probably be his MVP year because they was boosting up for MVP like crazy. This was probably going to be his MVP year. But, hey, that line, man, they got to get a line for him. He ain't going to last much longer. This was happening to Andrew Luck. This is the same thing that happened to Andrew Luck. He had a great rookie season, a great second year. He went to a conference championship. Of course, he ran it against us, and we whooped his ass. He went to the conference championship. Only difference is Joe Burrow pretty much had the exact same thing occur because Joe Burrow, first year, team was mid. But Joe Burrow had started playing well towards the second half when he got hurt. Then came back, Super Bowl second year, I believe. Yeah, I think he was Super Bowl. The second year was the Super Bowl. Then conference championship again. And they've missed the playoffs every year since that back-to-back the Super Bowl appearance and the conference championship following that following year. They failed to make the playoffs each year since then. So that's been what, like 3 years at this point? No, I'm lying. I think it's just been two. I think this will be the third year. If they missed this year, I think this will be the third year because I want to say, I think this would be like the second or third year they've missed the playoffs. I'll have to look it up later and see. Then we have the Steelers and the Patriots. I really, 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 really need my Patriots to beat the Steelers because It's for personal reasons because I have a very close friend. I have two close friends actually that are huge Steelers fans, and it's been a long time since I've been able to talk shit to them about us whooping their ass. So I really hope that Drake May put on a show and we wash him, and Aaron Rodgers put up like a stinker. I really hope that will happen. I hope like we carve the defense and everything. I hope it happens. I really want us to whoop their ass just so I can talk shit. We got the Eagles and the Rams. Might be a good game. I don't know. Eagles' offense kind of ass right now. They ain't really got much going on. They winning games, but the offense ain't really much exciting going on. I don't know. The Bucks and the Jets. Justin Fields already is concussed and hurt, so whatever. Vegas and the Commanders. Geno sucks. He's back to his normal self, so whatever. I don't know. Like I said, it's not really good games this week. This week is kind of like, yeah. The best game this week, in my opinion, we have the Falcons and the Panthers. That's, yeah, nobody cares. Might be entertaining, might not be, who knows. We have the Texans and the Jaguars. That could be interesting because both teams kind of mid. So we'll see. The Broncos and Chargers game should be a good one. I want to claim it. I think it's going to be a good one. The Saints and the Seahawks. The Saints been interesting this year. They've been losing, but they've been fun to watch in the fourth quarter. So it might be interesting late. Cowboys and Bears might be another shootout. Might be another blowout. It might just be ass all around. Hey, we got the Cardinals and the 49ers. Brock Purdy's hurt, but Mac Jones is basically Brock Purdy the second, and it's going to be fine. They're going to win against the Cardinals. I doubt the Cardinals beat them. And then Sunday night, who the hell scheduled this? We have the Chiefs and the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Why? Even you know I'm down on the Chiefs this year. Why would you put the Giants on a Sunday night game? That's crazy. They put the Giants on a Sunday night game, but didn't put the Saints on any primetime games. I'm not even a Saints fan, but why does I would rather watch the Saints play a game than watch the Giants? At least I know the Saints gonna be entertaining. Like it's gonna be some BS, but I'm at least be entertained by it. I don't want to see the Giants and I don't want to see Russ versus Mahomes. I don't want to see that. Then we have Monday night, which is the Lions and the Ravens, which that could be a good game. That should be a good one. If the Lions keep on scoring like they did last week, they keep their momentum going forward. So, yeah, this week is kind of – week three is weak. No pun intended. It's a week. It's a week. Well, week of NFL football, it is. It's not – it ain't really much going on there that I'm excited about. I'm not going to lie, y'all. No game. No games are really exciting. It's not really much going on. But the standings for right now. So before I go over standings, I would like to say what I thought the season was going to be like right now. This is my unbiased opinion, not based on anything. Well, it is biased because it's me. But this is my opinion, not based on any of the current standings. This is what I had written down before the season began. I had divisions picked. I had AFC East. I had the Bills winning it by a landslide. Like, I think the Bills probably going like it's 17 games now. They probably have another 14-3 season. Their schedule is tough, but I don't know. I feel like the Bills, I feel like Josh Allen in that realm now to where like he gonna start dominating. And then they pretty much have like an easy schedule this year, to be honest. It's not really that tough. And plus they gotta play our division like six times. So that's probably 6-0 for them right there, to be completely fair and honest. That's probably 6-0 for them. Maybe, and that's a strong maybe, 5-1. And I only say that because maybe the last game of the season, they sit everybody out because they clinched everything and the opposing team wins. But, yeah, it's the Bills are going to win the AFC East easy. It's a weak division. It's not nothing going on. I had my Patriots finishing second. I think we pull off like a 10-7 season. I think we could do it. Based on the first week, I ain't too sure about that no more. Second week, still ain't too sure about that. But I had us going 10-7. and us sneaking in as a wild card. I had the Dolphins finishing third and the Jets finishing last in the division. I had the Dolphins having a down year just because they lost everything. They don't have anything. Their opportunity to make any big noise has instantly closed down quick. They've lost too much over the years. And Tua ain't it. And Tyreek don't want to be there. Waddle is just there. He's not even washed. He's just there because Tua just sucks. So he make everybody look like they trash. They have Devon Achane. I think they lost Janu Smith. They lost Janu Smith. So, yeah, it is what it is with them. And the Jets going to be the Jets. The Jets don't have a line for real. Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson should be fun to watch. But other than that, the Jets not really doing much either, y'all. They not. That defense, overrated. Sauce, overrated. I'm going to just say it. He ain't like that for real. He just hold all the time. After watching him the last year and a half, he just holds a lot. He's not really like that for real, in my opinion. Not saying like he trash, but I don't think he that like shut down elite corner like people thought he was going to be. I think he get away with a lot. Let me just say that. I had the Dolphins going like a cool like 7-10. And the Jets, I got the Jets probably finishing like 4-13. Like they're not winning that many games this year. I don't see it happening. And so far, let's look at the AFC East standings. The Bills are first at 2-0. We're second at 1-1. We should be 2-0, but I digress. The Jets are 0-2. A surprise. And the Dolphins are 0-2, but they got smoked by the Colts the first week, which was hilarious. They got absolutely destroyed by them. AFC East, the AFC week is the AFC least. I mean, it's just not good conference. For the North, I had the Ravens finishing first. I think I had the Ravens going 13-4. I had them going 13-4. I had the Bengals finishing second at 11-6. Then I had the Steelers behind them. I had the Steelers going 10-7. I just never bet against Tomlin having a positive record nowadays. Like, it's just what it is. And then I had the Browns going, I ain't gonna lie, y'all gonna laugh when I put this on. I had the Browns going 3-14. I thought I heard somebody walking. I had the Browns going 3-14. I had them going 3-14. I feel like the Browns are not going to, not because of the defense, but because of the offense, they're not going to win that many games. I just don't see it happening. Even with Joe Flacco, I feel like Joe Flacco probably going to flame out about week 5-6. Then Dylan going to get his run for about 3 games. They're going to probably give him about 3-4 games. And I think that's when they let Shadua come in. If Dylan flopped those, like, well, nah, I'll say about 4 games for Dylan. They give him about 4 games. Then once he starts sucking, they're like, well, Shadur, come on out. See what you got. And, yeah, I think that's going to pretty much be how the Browns season go. We're probably going to see Shadur probably, like, part of me feel like they won't play him just to be petty, to prove a point. But I feel like it's going to get to a point where, like, just throw him out there, see what you got. Just let him get some playing time. I feel like that's going to probably be, like, late in the season. Or he just might not play at all. Me personally, I don't think Shadur really that. I think Shadur is overhyped. I don't think he's trash. I think he's overhyped, though. Because in the preseason, he had that first game. He looks good. The second game, he looked horrible, which is typical. He's a rookie. I expect it such. It's not really that much of an anomaly. People make it seem. The rookie quarterback. But you see the bad habits he had in college. You saw him in the preseason, like holding the ball too long, trying to escape, not throwing incompletions, taking a sack instead of a throwing incompletion. things of that nature, like those habits, you still saw them. So it's like, I mean, I'm not shocked by that at all. But of course, the Ravens make the playoffs, and then I had the Bengals making the wild cards. I had the Bengals making the wild card this year. Then, for the, and so far, for those standards, look at those, and AFC North. AFC North standards. Right now, the Bengals are first at 2-0. That's not going to be much longer. Then we have the Ravens at 1-1, Steelers at 1-1, and the Browns at 0-2. It's going to even out. The Bengals going to go on a, probably go on a nice little losing streak with Joe Burrow being hurt now, so it's going to probably balance back out. And the Ravens are probably about to go on a run. They probably going to win about, let's look at their schedule real quick. Ravens schedule. The Ravens play the Lions, the Chiefs. Oh, God. Lions, Chiefs, Texans, Chargers. And then bye week. Post bye week, they're going to go on a nice little run, I think. Post bye week, they're probably going to beat. Actually, to be honest, I see the Ravens winning like they next 9 to 10 games. I ain't gonna lie. I see them going on a nice little streak. And like they next 9 to 10. I really do. I can see it happening. I think they beat the Chiefs. Especially if Xavier Worthy doesn't come back, because he's hurt. I think they beat the Chiefs. So yeah. I think they might go on a nice little streak. They might win about 9 to 10 in a row. Would not be surprised, because their schedule kinda light. It's pretty light. So it's going to balance out. I think it's going to still finish Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns, with the Bengals sneaking in for a wild card spot. The AFC out, the AFC South, also as division. I didn't really care that much about doing this division ranking. I just did it just for the sake of doing it, for, of course, predictions. I actually had the Colts winning the division at 10-7, followed by the Texans at 10-7 as well. However, Colts went off a tiebreaker. I think the Colts beat the Texans twice this year. They had a win off tiebreaker. The Jaguars, I had the Jaguars going 6-11 this year. Had them going 6-11. I feel like they'll be interesting to win games, but I don't know. I'm never big on Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence is extremely overrated, and I think he should get the same critique that other quarterbacks around his draft class gets, but he's excluded from that for some reason. But he has not been great either, in my opinion. He had six great games, which led them to the playoffs that year. And after that, he's been terrible. I have not seen anything from him. Then I had the Texans. Yeah, the Texans behind them. No, I'm sorry. I had the Colts and Texans. Wait a minute. Let me read my notes. Colts 10-7. Texans 10-7. Jaguars. Okay, yeah, I got it. And then I had the Titans. The Titans probably going to win. I had them going a cool 2-15. 2-15 is what I have written down. 2-15. I just don't think the Titans have enough yet around Cam Ward for them to do much. I think they have a long ways to go. They need like another 2 years before we really see anything. Like, I think next year they could probably get close to 500. And then the year after that, if they draft well and get some free agents coming in that actually are serviceable and get Cam Ward some receivers, then I think that they will be, I think they'll be okay. And so far for the AFC South, the Colts are 2-0. The Jaguars are second at 1-1. The Texans are 0-2 and the Titans are 0-2. Not gonna lie, this one might be incorrect to a large degree. The only thing I got right, I think I'm going to get right, is the Colts winning the division. Colts gonna end up winning the division, I think. And Texas might actually be worse than I thought. CJ Stroud does not look like him. Yeah. Can't make down the earth hard. Then for the AFC West. This is the one that's gonna be a little shaken up. I'm lying. I had the Chargers winning the division. I have the Chargers going 12 and 5. I have them going 12 and 5 on the year. I have the Chiefs finishing second behind them, going 9. I have them going 9 and why I put 6. I'm thinking of the whole, why did I put 6 on that? That's wild. I have them going, I have them going 9-8. Crazy, right? Yeah, crazy, right? I had them going 9-8. I have the Broncos going 8-9. Just because I think the Chiefs beat them twice. Just because it's just past history. I think the Chiefs is going to end up beating the Broncos out for some BS. And then I have the Raiders. I have the Raiders finishing a cool 5-5. Why did I put the... I'm thinking of 16 game seasons right now, y'all. I'm tripping hard. I got them going 5. Why did I put 11? I got them going 5-12. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm reading my stuff. I put some stuff for 16 game season. I got them going 5-12. Chiefs, I think the Chiefs just going to be cooked this year. I think it's just a year. I think it's just a down year. Like, last year was their down year, too. They messed around and made the Super Bowl crazy. But I think this year is also going to be like a down year just because of... because of age, and they don't really have like their. I know they're trying to build Worthy up like he's gonna be like their elite receiver, but I think it's gonna be like a. I don't think it's gonna be as prolific as people think. I think Mahomes' deep ball is falling off bad over the years, so I'm not too high on the Chiefs. I just know I think they're gonna finish slightly above 500. Which of course you can't do nothing but finish slightly above. That's like the best you can do as far as getting a winning record. Yeah, I just don't see it this year. I don't. I see them losing a lot. And the Broncos, I think Bo Nix hits a sophomore slump. And they take a step back as well. And the Raiders, I think the Raiders need another year. I think they need another year. Get their defense better. Let Pete Carroll get their defense cooked up and they'll be all right. So far for standings, though, the AFC West, the Chargers are first. The Raiders are second at 1-1. The Chargers are undefeated, 2-0. The Broncos are third at 1-1. And the Chiefs are 0-2. Not shocked there at all. Yeah, like I said, I think the Chiefs is going to be that down year from between the Rashee Rice, the suspension. And on top of that, I thought Xavier Worthy was going to be around, but Xavier Worthy ended up getting hurt first game because Travis Kelce ran into his shoulder. So he's hurt, too. Isaiah Pacheco ain't got it no more. They don't seem like that scary team anymore. They don't. They didn't play bad against the Eagles per se, but they missed a lot of opportunities. Kelce bobbled the ball and turned into a pig. There's a lot going on. All right, so that's the AFC. Out the AFC, I have the Buffalo Bills making it out the AFC this year. I think the Bills do it. My heart of hearts, who I want to make it, the Ravens. I really want the Ravens to make it. I don't even like the Ravens. I like Lamar Jackson. I've been a fan of Lamar Jackson since Louisville. I want him to succeed. I want him to get a ring. I feel like if he gets that ring, he gets put into a lot of conversations. It's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable. So I want Lamar Jackson to win a ring this year. I do, but I feel like the Bills can take it. I feel like the Bills are going to just go on their lucky streak. I think the defense is going to get hot at the right time. And, yeah. Now, after the first week, I'm not too confident on that anymore with the Bills because their defense looks terrible. It does. It looks bad. Looks pretty bad. Well, the secondary does, anyway. The secondary look kind of weak. So, yeah, I don't know. But I feel like the Bills are going to make it this year. I feel like this is going to be where Josh Allen doesn't have to go through Patrick Mahomes. I think they're going to miss the playoffs this year. I got the Chiefs missing the playoffs. I do. And I think that with that would give Lamar and Josh the chance to make it to the Super Bowl without having to go through their kryptonite, which has been Patrick Mahomes. No matter how the Chiefs play, whether they look horrible or bad, they've always beaten the Bills and they've always beaten the Ravens some way in the playoffs. Like, it happens. The Ravens beat themselves because they start doing dumb shit in the playoffs. I don't know what the problem is with that. They just can't close out games nowadays. I don't know what. That's how they lost week one. They can't close out games. I don't know. I don't know what to say about them. But, yeah, I got the Bills coming out. For the NFC. The NFC East. I have the Eagles going a very, very dominates 15-2. I think the Eagles are just that team where it's like they have the best roster top to bottom, in my opinion. They have the best offensive line of football. Their defense, they rebuild it through the draft within a year, and I think they're going to be elite. They have basically the Georgia Bulldogs and friends as their defense, and Saquon has not gone anywhere. So I think the Eagles are going to be dominant this year. I think they lose a couple games just off of, like, the boredom. Like, the boredom was just, like, waiting for the playoffs to come. Cause, like, I feel like they're going to be that team that's going to be, like, they're going to dominate, win. But it's going to be 1 week they're going to take up. It's going to be, like, a team they lose against, like, the Panthers. It's like, a team of that caliber, like the Cardinals or Panthers, somebody like that they'll lose to. So, we'll see. Follow behind them, I have the Commanders. I have the Commanders going 11-6 this year. I think Jaden Daniels takes a slight step back. I think he's still going to be good. I think he takes a slight step back because he has more film on him. Sophomore slumps, it happens. But I don't think he's going to be bad. I think he takes a slight step back. So I think the Commanders finish 11-6, get into the playoffs on a wild card. After that, I have the Giants. I had the Giants going a cool 6-11. I feel like Russ is going to cook, and then he's going to flame out. And then Jackson Dart is going to play, and they're going to win like two or three games. Jackson Dart is going to be laying the game. They're be like, wow, they won a little mini winning streak. Why did we place Jackson Dart sooner? And then that's going to be it. And James is going to be that cheerleader that's going to support everybody and be happy and make jokes and everything like that. And, yeah, that's pretty much how that's going to go. And the Cowboys, with them getting rid of Micah, the defense going to be cooked. Because the problem with the Cowboys is that their secondary is not really that good. It's not. I know people boost up Trevon Diggs and that other guy they had, DeJuan Bland, all them cats. I know they boost them up. But the thing was, the Cowboys' secondary benefited from the pass rush, which Micah was the lead man on. Like, that's what helped them out. Because teams have to account for Micah into the quarterback, you know, Micah's pressure, all that kind of stuff. But without him being there, they don't have that threat. They don't have a pass rush. They really don't have a pass rush, in my opinion. They don't have one now. And that's going to prohibit the secondary from having more time or benefiting from rush throws or when things go wrong on offense, because you get a little pressure on the QB's neck. You know, like that's basically how the Cowboys secondary looked good, how they did, because they had time. But I think now with quarterbacks having more time in the pocket due to lack of pass rush and everything like that, I think they're going to get cooked, because I don't feel like Trevon Diggs and them are all that great. I feel like they're pretty slow, poor technique. And, yeah, I feel like they're going to get cooked. They're going to cook this year. And finish last in the division. I feel like them going a nice, cool, and polite 4-13. That's what I had them going. Now, NFC East so far, Eagles 2-0, no surprise. Commanders 1-1, not surprised. Cowboys 1-1, surprise. Giants 0-2, not surprised. So, the reason why I say Cowboys 1-1, I'm not surprised, even though the Cowboys and Giants played each other, it's going to sound crazy, but I thought it would be kind of like more so they get diced up out of the Eagles, and then they get diced up out of the Giants off of just having trash defense. But I'm not surprised that the Giants lost, because the Giants suck ass too. So I'm not surprised that the Giants are 0-2. But I really am shocked that the Cowboys played well enough to win against the Eagles. That's why I said I'm surprised by the 1-1, because I'm surprised they played well enough to beat the Eagles, which concerns me, because the Eagles' offense has been concerning me to start the season out, because I feel like it's not moving like it should right now. Like, it's not producing. They're winning games, but It's very reminiscent of last year with the Chiefs, where it's like, minus the extreme, extraordinary luck. Take it, you could say they had luck in the last game because the bobbled catch, they turned into the pick and all that. But, man, you can kind of make a chase for both of them because CD drives a thing. So, yeah, it's like Eagles are kind of like this year's Chiefs to me as of right now because the offense does not look good, but they're winning. So I can't diss them for real because I guess they're winning games. I can't really diss them for real. So yeah, that's the NFC East. Cowboys, they suck. They're not. They're 1-1, yeah, but they suck. They beat the Giants off of a 64-yard field goal to tie it up, and they're just throwing a stupid ass interception. So again, I still think the Giants are slightly better than the Cowboys. But again, who cares? Neither one's doing anything this year. We have the NFC North. For this division, I had the Packers. I had the Packers going. What did I put on here? Let's see. NFC North. I had the Packers. I have them going 12-5. Had them going 12-5. With the addition of Micah, I think the defense takes another step. And I think the offense is going to be more than okay with the pieces they have right now. And they jumped to another receiver that I think is going to be really good. So, yeah, Packers winning the division. Not even hard. It's not going to be hard this year like it was last year where everybody was like, oh, God, every team can beat the division. It's the greatest division ever. But second, I'm reading the look at the standings. Second, I had a Chicago Bears second. I had a Chicago Bears second. I had them going 10-7. I had them going 10-7. Why? I don't know. Then after that, I have the Lions. I have the Lions going 10-6. No, I'm sorry, 10-7 as well. I had them going 10-7. I just had the Bears finish ahead of them after a tiebreaker. Don't like that's going to be the case. Things happen. And then I had the Vikings finish last. I had them going. I'm kind of tired, y'all. I had them going 6-11. Just because of the offense. I feel like the defense is going to still be the defense, but the offense, I think JJ, I don't think he's going to be a world beater his first year starting. I think he's going to be like, all right, serviceable. I don't think he's going to be like that elite quarterback. I don't think he's going to be, you know, Sam Darnold's not an elite quarterback either, but I just don't see JJ being that great. Because yes, he won in college, but it's just as far as him quarterbacking. Michigan was a very run-heavy offense. He quarterbacked when he needed to, but they relied on the run a lot. And I don't see Aaron Jones and company holding up for them to run the ball to the ground or for them to even be that dominant running the ball. So I think JJ's going to have to throw and play quarterback. He got jitters. Great. But it's only so much you could do. It's only so much you could do. I think he needs a year to develop. And he'll probably catch on later in the year and then be fine. But I'm not high on the Vikings this year. I think the Vikings finished last. So with that, right now the current standings are Packers 2-0, Vikings 1-1, Lions 1-1, and Bears 0-2. The Bears lost both games against division opponents, so they're probably going to finish last in the division. Yet again, possibly the Vikings, and then we'll be fighting for last in the division. Yeah, so got the Packers right. The Bears are going to be wrong because I see the writing on the wall for them, how that's going to go. So, yeah. Then we have the NFC South. I had the Falcons finishing first. Yes, I know I picked the Falcons last year. Me and Casino T picked the Falcons. Picked them again this year. I think Michael Penix has a very good sophomore year. I got them finishing another team that's going to be a 10-17. I got the Bucks finishing the same as them, 10-7. But I think the Falcons get the tiebreaker. I'm probably wrong on that again. Then I have the Saints finishing third. I have the Saints, and people are going to be shocked by it because people swear to God I hate the Saints, but I do not hate the Saints. I do not dislike the Saints. I have no issue with the New Orleans Saints franchise. I have no issue with them at all. My problem is some of the fans I know in real life. That's really what makes me not like them because it's like, I'm not going to get into that right now. But, yeah, I have them going 9-8. finishing over 500. I know people are like, whoa, the Saints are in a, yes, I have them going 9-8. And I have the Panthers going 8-9. I have them going 8-9. So far, Bucs are 2-0. They beat the Falcons week one. Clutched on the Texans last week. So, 2-0. Falcons, 1-1. Could easily be 2-0. That Bucs game could have went either way. Michael Penix had the game winner, but things happen. So, yeah. That could have went either way. So, I think it's going to still be a closer race between them than people might think. And then, the Saints are 0-2. Saints are 0-2, but the Saints could have actually won their first two games. They could have won them. They were very winnable for them. Both of them were. And the Panthers are the Panthers. So, hey. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that with them. NFC West. For the NFC West, people picked against them, but I had the 49ers winning the division. I had the 49ers going 12 and 5, followed by the Rams at 11-6. Then I had the Seahawks. I had the Seahawks going 6-11. And then I had the Cardinals going 4-13. And they finally get rid of Kyler Murray and say he ain't it. I'm wrong again. 49ers are 2-0. They're undefeated. Brock Purdy's out right now, so don't know what's happened with that. Cardinals are undefeated at 2-0. Rams are undefeated at 2-0. And then we have the Seahawks at 1-1. So that division might be a slightly better than I thought. The Seahawks are going to flame out, I think. I don't think they're going to be that great. I think they're going to be like whatever. But the Rams look pretty good, pretty decent. The Cardinals, they've been winning. I'm going to just say that. They've been winning. And the 49ers have looked slightly. For week one, the offense was pretty trash. Brock Purdy clutch at the end, but it was bad. So they look kind of wishy-washy. The defense has been all right, but they haven't played anybody for real yet, so I'm not really putting much stock into it. Because the first game was against the Seahawks, and then the second game was against the Saints. Which they had to do a comeback win against the Seahawks. And then the Saints game, kind of the same thing a little bit, but it was more of a had to hold the lead and whatnot. So, yeah, it is what it is. It's all right. And trying to see, I think that's pretty much all of what I had on there. Yeah, that's all I had on there. And for the NFC, winning that one, I picked the Eagles to make it out again. So I had Eagles and Bills for the Super Bowl, with the Bills winning this time. However, looking at the first 2 weeks, it may very well be. The AFC is pretty. It has a lot of uncertainty. Like the Ravens look like the best team, but they can't close games. They can't close out big games. I don't trust them in big games. I just can't. They've proved me wrong so many times in big games. When it comes down to the final moments, that they choke artists when it comes to that. So I just don't know. The Bills secondary look pretty weak. The defense is not elite, not that great. It's all right. Bengals have Joe Burrow hurt, so they're going to probably fall off. If they stay afloat, I'll be shocked, and shout out to them. The Colts are surprised because Daniel Jones looks amazing. I thought they was going to lean on Jonathan Taylor, but again, Daniel Jones is also doing his part. The Chargers look really good, too. I actually, as of right now, after watching all these games the first 2 weeks, in the AFC, I feel most confident about the Chargers being their best team. On both sides of the ball, I just feel like Justin Herbert let him throw. Quentin Johnson has been playing well to start the season. The first two games, he's been balling. Keenan Allen back, he been doing what Keenan Allen does. Like, I'm big on the Chargers right now. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I think the Chargers have a legitimate shot to win the AFC this year. And plus, they beat Mahomes week one. They already beat their kryptonite. I think the Chargers have a very, very, very strong chance to win the AFC this year. I wouldn't be shocked. Like, I'm leaning towards believing in the Chargers. I need to see them against a couple more teams, but I believe in the Chargers right now. Then I would say after that, the Ravens. Because I feel like the Ravens, I say I can't trust them in big games, but I feel like they're going to at least make it to the big game, you know? Bills, it's a toss-up because Josh Allen can only do so much. And they've been doing well. They've been playing well, but that defense, I don't know. The defense got to grow up throughout the season, which it probably will. It probably will. I'm not going to lie. But to me, the AFC right now is literally Bills, Ravens, and Chargers are like the three teams for me. Those are the three. NFC, I don't feel confident about the Eagles because the Eagles are giving me very strong vibes of last year's Chiefs, where they're winning games, but how they're winning games is just not, it's not the best. It's not the best way to win games. Like, the record is going to show, like, oh, they're dominant, but watching the game, it's like, I see what's unfolding, I see what's happening. I don't think they're really like that. I think they're just getting by. I gotta see how they go moving forward. I will say in the NFC though, the best team so far, it's a bloodbath in the NFC. I think it's gonna be a lot of tough teams down the stretch. A lot of teams are gonna be great. But I feel like the team that has the best shot as of right now, first 2 weeks, first 2 weeks, like quick reaction, Green Bay Packers. But like the Packers have a very, very, very realistic and strong chance to win the NFC this year. Michael Parsons' addition is huge. They already had a very strong secondary. They had a decent secondary. I don't want to say strong. They had a decent secondary. The pass rush has been solidified. The offense is going to be the offense. They have that taken care of already. As long as Jordan Love and at least three of the receivers, because Jaden Reed already is hurt, but at least three of the four receivers stay healthy, I think they got a chance. Because I think Christian Watson is still out, too, from his injury late last year. So they have Dobbs and Golden, I believe, are the two receivers they have right now. Let me see. Dontavius, Dobbs, and Golden. Those are the three receivers they have right now. Because Watson and Reed are both out. So, yeah, and then they still got Josh Jacobs. So, that's still a beast in itself, having him. I'm high on the Packers right now. I believe in the Packers a lot. I do. I'm very, very high on the Packers. I feel like with this, I feel like it's going to be a very interesting season. I feel like it's going to be very fun, especially later on down the line. It's just a matter of, we just got to wait and see what they do, how the season play out, and got to go from there. So, with that being said, I will bid you all adieu, and I will see you all next time. I've been yapping for a good hour, and I'm tired. It's late. So, y'all take it easy. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you all next time. Peace out.